Hello?
Hi, Jamie. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not okay.
Sounds like somebody is not very happy.
Come on.
All better?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. So I was calling to get you guys set up. I assume you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let me grab a screen here, and we'll start gathering info. Now, I assume you probably want to be the main point of contact with us. Is that right? Or do you want Willie listed on there?
Repeat that again?
Did you want to be the main point of contact, like for your onboarding call and such?
I would, if it's possible, I would rather have it to where they can either reach one of, you know, both of us. Somehow my phone's not, you know, being able to be answered. You know, it also can be answered by him too.
Gotcha. You bet. So let's do this. So I have to have one main point of contact, and then I can add an additional. So let's do it this way. On the credit card that you're using today, is it going to be your name or Willie's name on that card?
My name.
Okay. So let's do you here. Well, let's do that. And then this, is it J-A-M-I-E?
No, it's spelled J-A-I-M-E.
Oh, I like that spelling. That is cool. All right.
I remember the one time in seventh grade, we had to do our French class, and I saw my name on the board. I'm like, why am I in trouble? My name's on the board. And then I find out that with my name, if you got to put an apostrophe between the J and A, it means I love you.
That's right. It does. I took French in high school, too. Wow. I have never had a use for it since either. I wish I'd have taken Spanish.
Well, I know in middle school I had to have a semester in French, and then when I got to high school, I had to have at least, you know, one semester of Spanish.
Oh, see, now I wish they'd have done that with us. We just pick one language, and that's what you stick with. But, well, I am still going to learn Spanish one of these days. And then, Jamie, on that card, does your middle initial appear or just first and last? Good question, right?
It just says first and last, and I know I still got to get to the bank to have it sealed for my maiden name to my married name.
Oh, okay. No worries. And then, so I should probably take the last name that will be on your card.
The last name on my card is Stone.
S-O-N-E. Easy enough. And then for email address, I've got jnwhandyservices@gmail.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails. We have to send them as part of our setup. So the first one is going to be on our dashboard and analytics. And I don't remember if we went over that or not. The dashboard is an area that you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where searches were performed from. So this one is just informational on that. And then the second one, there it is. The second one is going to be the exact price and package that I quoted you, so you have that in writing.
And it's going to be the
$199,
right, today?
Yes, ma'am. And then just the setup fee of the one-time
$99. So how much would that mean for today total, then?
I think it's $298.
Yeah, I haven't received the money back yet from Angie.
Okay. Do you have the money in your account to cover it?
all I have right now in the account to cover it is just the, is the 200 to get, all I have is the 200 to, you know, for that. I didn't catch it. That was that one time, 99 fee.
I gotcha.
Because with what work we had this week, we did have one cancellation, did pop up on us. And then of course, with, one job that we had earlier this week, with it being from third party, even though I tried to cash out, you know, that next day or that night after it got submitted, for whatever reason, it's being held up for whatever reason because it's pending. So I haven't been able to cash that out to help that with any bills. Like, I just barely had enough today for bills, and I only counted, you know, with what we've had of 200 for this. I must have not followed when we were talking of the extra 99 for the one-time fee.
And I'll tell you what, let me ping my boss real quick. They've lately, I just trying to help people get started and restarted again after the pandemic. They've been pretty good about letting us waive setup fees. Let me see if I can do that for you guys.
Yeah, because I must have not heard that on the conversation we had the other day on Tuesday, I believe it was. And, you know, between what jobs we had this week and, like, it was a good thing I decided to say, you know, let's hold off because, you know, having to wait for that Angie to come back, you know, they told me it's going to take at least one or 10 business days for it to come back on my account. And then, of course, you know, with, you know, waiting until Friday because if I'm not knowing if I'm going to have any jobs canceled, which thankfully not, you know, I did because we did have one job canceled. And it's like, okay, it's a good thing I did because I really need to make sure all the bills were, make sure they got paid today because,
I know when Mimi's
done his last job for the day, he's got to do a few bit of things with banking. So tomorrow we can stick with what we have here at home to make sure we get it left to on time.
Gotcha. So let me see here. Oh, he just answered me back. We're good to go. I can go ahead and wait that setup fee for you, hon. Did I help you out? Okay.
Because I know right now in the account, I just barely have enough to cover getting this set up and then, you know, at least gas for, you know, coming up for Monday's job.
No problem. I understand.
Because that job that we were supposed to have was going to be a little bit of a good penny, but of course, you know, last minute stuff happens and, you know, whatnot.
Of course, it always, you know, stuff always has to come up.
Yeah, believe me, like how I've always say, you know, okay, we're projected to bring this much in for this week. We need to try to, you know, try to budget a little more so we can get stuff coming in only because we had the cancellation. We don't want to be too much in the hole, you know, when it comes to the end of the week, knowing we got bills coming up to get paid.
Exactly.
And I know with yesterday, with the news I found out from yesterday, it's a miracle nobody was around because Tuesday, my niece, her vehicle broke down and, you know, she got picked up from the store where it happened at. She then got her brother to help out by, doing a temporary fix on her truck. She gets partially on the way home, has to pull the truck on the side of the road, has it sit there, gets picked up by friends to come back to where she's living at. And then at some point when she was to go back to the vehicle to get maintenance to get another part to, you know, get it fixed and try to get back home, somebody's going about 80 miles an hour, goes off the road, slips in the grass, hits the passenger door of her vehicle, crushing it like crazy and dragging about 50 feet down the road.
Wow. Good thing she wasn't in it.
The entire passenger side is destroyed. The passenger seat's like, the passenger seat was up in the driver's seat.
Wow. It's a good thing nobody was sitting in that car.
It is a miracle. None of my family or any good Samaritans were around when it happened. to take her car, because that would have been having, you know, funeral arrangements.
Yeah. Probably
so soon. Because Willie
was
supposed to help yesterday when he got done work, but he got the call saying, "Don't worry about it. We're going to go up there to look at it to get the part." But still, you know, he was still going to stop by to help out. But by the time she and my in-laws were to go up to the vehicle to go get the measurements, they pulled up and seen that it was surrounded by police vehicles and fire and rescue. And then they got told with what happened, and everybody's like, "I'm happy that nobody was sure, because that somebody could have got
saved." Wow. Wow. That's amazing that nobody got hurt. Oh, thank God.
Well, besides whoever was in the vehicle that had hit her vehicle, you know, going like 80 miles an hour coming down of a road.
Wow.
You know, losing control, going into the grass, and then, you know, trying to swerve to avoid hitting the woods. Comes back up and slams on my niece's car right on the passenger side.
Wow, that is insane.
And then drags it down the road about 50 feet.
Wow. That's crazy. Thank God nobody was hurt. I mean, I was the guy that was driving the car. He didn't get hurt, did he?
No, yeah, especially hitting a car just, you know, sitting still. It just goes to show you that a car parked on the side of the road is not even safe either.
No. Well, I always, you know, if we ever break down alongside the road or have to pull off, you know, for whatever, make sure something's not flying out of the pickup, whoever stays sitting in the truck or car, we stay buckled for just that reason. You know, but now put it this way.
Now, if my niece or anybody was to be in that vehicle yesterday, you know, waiting for help, they would have been
buckled or not.
They would have been seriously injured, especially if I had either one of my nephews or my niece was to be seeing that vehicle, like in the passenger side, they would have been
killed. Right. Wow. Well, so thank God that didn't happen.
Even though she was broke down the side road, not there, thankfully nobody was there, because the impact could have, you know, severely injured or killed somebody yesterday.
You bet. Wow. Well, thank God that didn't happen.
Oh, no, believe me, I'm still shaking about it, especially with how, you know, Willie was there yesterday to help out, and then he's just here at home to take care of her. I'm like, I would have been really upset, you know, being a, you know, widow and then a single parent, you know, because of that incident.
Yeah. Wow. Jamie, what is Willie still W-I-L-L-Y?
I'm sorry?
Does Willie spell his name W-I-L-L-Y?
I spell W-L-L-I-E. That's his nickname, but his legal name is Willis, but he likes to refer by Willie.
You got it. And then what's his last name then?
Brewer.
B-R-E-W-E-R.
Yep, just like a beer can.
Perfect. And what's his phone number, please?
Willie's phone number is 904-263-3192.
3192.
Yeah, 3192.
Perfect. Thank you. Just make sure. There we go. I'm going to make a note in here that you can contact either one of you. There we go. Perfect. Okay. And then for company name, I've got the letter J, and then the and symbol W, Handy Services. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that, Jamie?
We got our LLC.
All right. And then are you still at? Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
And I said we have our LLC and we're insured.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you still at 2701 Northeast 22nd Court in Ocala?
I've been away from that address, so I have the address at a relative's house, even though I live elsewhere, but Since this since my relative has more of a steady place, I chose to ask by request of them to have that as the location to have me send anything because, well, I've been in a situation where I've had to be moving around, so instead of paying so much of them students to bounce around here, just ask to have it at my relative's house since they already have a permanent home already.
So, what's the address that the credit card billing goes to? That'll be what I'll need to put in.
The credit card billing is where the current address is for the business, which is 2325.
25. And that's, what street was that on?
Southeast 105th Street.
106th Street. Let's see, Southeast, whoops. There we go. If I get it, Southeast 106.
That's Ocala.
Is Southeast spelled out, or is it listed as S-E?
S-E.
Okay. So 2325 S-E 106th Street.
105.
Ah, there's where I went wrong. There it is. Perfect. And then your cell phone number is also the number you're using as business line for now.
Yeah, it's 352-875-8532.
Perfect. All right. And then I sent you a text, and I'm going to send you a couple more. You've already got my contact info, of course, but I'm going to text it to you again just to make sure you've got it. And we're required to send it as part of our setup process. And then I'm also going to send you the phone number for our customer service department, which is where you can call in if you need to talk to your tech. Those are both on the way. And let's see what else we've got here. Okay. So next, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer. We're doing everything now that'll require anything for you to click through or look at on the computer on emails. So this is just phone, and let's see.
Yeah,
when
I have no internet
at
home, so doing it all by phone is what I have
to
typically do with a lot of stuff.
So, let's see. So today is booked up, but Monday, we've got every hour on the hour, pretty much, starting at 10 o'clock and going to 6 o'clock. Is there something in that range that would work for you?
What would that be for?
This is for your onboarding call. So you'll sit down with your tech, and they'll go through quality control, make sure IAM took all of your information correctly, we've got the commas and the periods in the right places, and then talk about what you want on your website. They'll have you upload photos, or show you where you can upload photos, I should say.
Probably best for me with how I have the routine with her. Probably be best for me in the afternoon since I have a morning routine with her. And then if I have the afternoon, I should be ready to go. Hopefully she decides to cooperate with me.
Do you want to say 1 o'clock? Would that work out?
Yeah, I can work with 1 o'clock. I can, if I know with what I have to have, I'm going to say that, you know, I'll try to make sure I have that all ready to go so when that phone call comes in, I can, you know, make sure I have it. And that's 1 o'clock Eastern time, right?
Correct. Yes. All right. Let me update that, and then I'm going to put that in. Oh, come here, screen. Here we are. It didn't want to update for me for just a minute. And then, do you have access to your email right now, Jamie?
I'm going to try to see if it will load because I know it, with where I live at, too, it can be sometimes difficult with my phone saying, "Yo, you got no internet service."
Let's see if we can get it to work.
Client data analysis and Google and Facebook marketing.
Perfect. So those two you don't need to do anything with. And I've got one, I just sent it. The subject line starts local squash CIE. And that one, when you get it, if you could open it up.
The invitation?
Yes, please, that's the one.
Okay.
And if you could hit the yes. And then I think there's one click after that. Aww. Did it work for you?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
How are they?
Can you service? Yes. Ms. Gill, hold on real quick.
No problem.
I'm right here, Mr. Jeff. I'll get those on the phone. Still there, Miss Gill?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. A customer had called for Willie while with a job he had tonight. So
Letting
Willie know that when he was out, out back, the customer just called and said you're okay to come over to start earlier than
Oh, nice.
What time in the middle.
Nice. Oh, yeah, and he can get done earlier and home earlier.
Yeah, he just got home about a little bit ago, and then he stepped out back to do a little bit of stuff out back, and I just had a, he told me he was going to leave his phone in the house, so if anybody did call for me to answer it, so I had to do it. If it was that time, he could do it for the night, to step towards the out back, to let him know and say, hey, got a phone call, and you can go ahead and go get that job done thing. We can actually have dinner at a decent time, and I said,
Hey, that's a bonus.
Oh, that's only one downside. The only one downside working third party of Andy's services is they go ahead and want to go ahead and have some time windows for these customers. And like for example, sometimes calling them to let them know that you're early, they don't answer the phone, and we don't want to call more than once just because of they might be at work. But with how
we call
through the app, our numbers get rerouted to a New York number, California, Tennessee, you name it. And they can be thinking it's a scam, so they don't answer it. And then they can get confused. It's like, okay, this is the number that called me, but this is the number that you're leaving me to call you back.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, and then let's see. So now we need to list your services. So handyman, of course. I'm also going to put in there just some different ways people might search. So I'm doing honeydew list, minor repair, minor fixes. What other things should I put on there, Jamie?
We do limited electric, light fixes, ceiling fans. We do limited plumbing. That's putting together garbage disposals, putting in faucets, dishwashers, changing out toilets.
Okay. Oh, if I could type.
Don't forget your clipboard and then take your phone. Don't forget to say that whole nonchalant thing, too.
Don't forget to say what?
Don't forget to say on my way on that crazy app, if you're able to at the time. No, Bolton, you cannot go with Daddy. For the invitation you sent me, it's saying that I'll be getting a call at 4 o'clock Eastern time.
What did I do? Let me go look.
Because when you said 1 o'clock, I'm like, okay, that works for me. Is that Eastern time?
Oh, I meant to do that 1 o'clock your time. Let me fix that, Jamie. Good. I'm glad you caught that. I'm really glad you caught that. And I knew that, too. I don't know where my brain went for a minute there.
Well, it is Friday. Everybody wants to get done and enjoy that family time.
Right. Right.
Because it's early,
it's
still within a certain time window.
There we go. Okay, so I resent that to you, so it'll ask you to accept it again. And seriously, thank you for that catch. That would have been bad. My tech would have been calling and yelling at me. Well, they don't yell, but I'd have been questioned. And I like my stuff to be right when it goes through, so I'm glad you caught that.
Believe me, that's why there's a lot of stuff with the business. Willie's like, have it get in your name because you're the secretary, not secretary.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay, come on. Green. And then my screen crashed right then.
Okay.
So what is it doing?
Are you gonna fall asleep yet so I can not have my arm fall off?
Alright, let me fix something here. We should get a fix in two places. Oops. There we go. My screen crashed right in the middle of everything.
Well, it's a Friday. Systems are saying, nope, I want to party early.
I think so. That's got to be what's going on.
The halt has been a short work week for most, so it's like, hey, I just want to crash because I want another 3-day weekend.
Right? I want another 3-day weekend. There we go. Okay. Took it that time. Perfect. Alright, so let me get back over there. I've actually got to open both of my screens back up. It crashed both of them at the same time. Wouldn't you know, when one goes bad, the other one goes bad. Alright, that looks correct. Alright. And then we were doing services. Okay, so we've got limited electrical. I got faucet installation, appliance installation, furniture installation and assembly. Whoops. If I could spell assembly. There we go. Okay. Do you do, like, TV mounts?
Yeah, we do TV mounts.
Okay. Any other things that you can think of that you'd like to list?
Yesterday, and of course we've done a few of them before, we've put together outdoor play sets.
Oh, nice.
We've put together outdoor play sets. We've put together prefabricated sheds.
Okay. Shed. Perfect. Okay. What about, you probably would put up a fence if someone asked, right?
I would say no because of the fact of how that requires, I know we had one customer try to ask us to do that for her place. And I told her it's definitely a lengthy process, even because not knowing what utilities are on the ground, you have to get utilities out to market.
Oh.
Sure. And then, of course, you know, for just us as a two-person crew, even if we were to do a rental on a, you know, auger, you know, that just having the two of us, it's like I'd rather have somebody that has a crew and that does it for, you know, as a living versus just us that could, you know, maybe do repair, but then I would rather just have somebody who knows that does it for a living do it, because I don't want to do a job that's going to take a lot longer and then have to be a lot on the customer to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like with something, like I know at some jobs we've had come up for, you know, asking of, you know, if us do this or that, I tell them, you know, and I tell them straight up honesty on it, because I'd rather be honest and saying what we can afford to do, just because I don't want to have them spend all this money out on something and then somehow.
Yeah.
It seems that if we didn't do it right, they have to then have somebody else come out, figure out what we did and try to refix it, and I tell them, and we don't want that sour taste on us.
Right. Exactly. No, I think you guys, you're doing it the right way. And that, I mean, that's obvious by your reviews, and you're doing the right stuff right.
Because even though there's some things that I know I can do, just because I have to, like, I know we help with some, I know we've recently done some floor repairs, you know, on, you know, somebody's home with, you know, their home has particle board as the flooring instead of like a plywood. Moisture has gone up inside the wood, makes it swell, and then we have to ask, okay, what kind of floor type is on top of that? You know, if it's tile, we can't do it, but if it's like peel and stick, floating floor, or tongue and groove, we can, you know, probably, you know, help get that done. But then, you know, when it comes to laying the floors down, and, you know, for itself, we just limit to small rooms, you know, to do all that because it's just the two of us. When it gets to, you know, more than that, let a crew that does it for a living come in and do it. As much as I would want to, I'd rather save the customer, you know, that time and them funds by, you know, having a bigger crew that does it for a living, you know, come in, knocking it out in a few hours versus if it was just be us, you know, a day or so.
Sure. Now, do you do any painting?
Only touch-ups.
Okay.
We're not set up for anything major, just touch-ups, like if we was to do like a small drywall repair.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to say drywall repair, too. All right. Anything else that you can think of that we should list?
Unfortunately for us, we don't have any proper equipment to work on anything over 15 feet or two stories.
Okay, no problem. All right, that looks good. If you think of any others, you can give those to your tech on Monday when you guys talk, and even down the road, too. If later on you get set up to do other things, pressure washing, things like that, just let us know, and we can add those keywords in at any time.
I know some other things that we've done before. We've exchanged out the vanities in bathrooms, taken out the old, putting a new one in. We even have another person we have local that we've helped take out the upper and lower cabinets in the kitchen and replaced with new. And we're trying to make it a little more decorative instead of having the plain wall. I went ahead and put a peel and stick backsplash.
Okay.
I've already done like three houses for customers for peel and stick backsplashes in the kitchen.
Nice. Okay, that's perfect. All right, and then what do you want to show as, oh, wait a minute, that might be already in your Google Business profile. So are you 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, is that right?
Yeah, we operate Monday through Friday with Saturdays as requests only. But those requests only is if, you know, depending on location and, you know, stuff like that. So we really don't work on weekends, especially because it's family time, but sometimes we want, depending on what the project is, if we would, you know, say, consider on helping them out on a weekend, especially like how I know for us, we had a customer we were scheduled to do on a Thursday, but that was to be putting up an awning outside, and it was going to be raining, so since they were local, we decided to work with them to go on a Saturday morning to put that awning up.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. Okay. And then, on your website, did you want any type of payment integration? So, so that people can pay you through your website, like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, any of those?
We accept cash, we accept credit, cash checks, and then if we process, through Square with, electronic payments, we then charge the, sales tax.
Okay, so you probably don't want the payment on your website then?
Yeah, no, because we don't have any of those, you know, cash type of stuff. We, you know, we do cash and checks and then, you know, the electronic payments first through Square.
Gotcha. All right. And then, let's see here, what, I'm going to run through quick and make sure we're not missing anything. All right, that's all looking good. Okay, and then, so I'm ready for billing. So on that credit card, does the company name appear or is it just your name, Jamie? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I was
so quiet.
Because I'm trying to get little one down.
Oh.
He's falling asleep.
Aww. You said 3 months, right?
She'll be 4 months and a week and a half.
Okay.
No, so. It'll be 4 months and 8 days.
Okay. Close enough to call. Well, no, let's not rush it. We'll call her three and three quarters months. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then does the company name appear on that card?
Yes, it does.
All right. Plug that in there. And then is it Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's Master.
All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are.
5348601567 4051.
All right, and then the expiration, please.
426.
All right, and then what is that security code, please, Jamie?
164.
Update that.
Now on the card, it has the business name and then my name with my maiden name, but I would prefer to have everything, obviously, you know, with the page and things like that. I would have my now married name, Brewer.
So I'll have to send it through as your maiden name because that puts on your card. It has to match in our system. And then we can actually go in and change that.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's still plenty of stuff I need to figure out how I'm supposed to get certain things, you know, switched out with, you know, with my name and how to update the stuff with the account, with the address, because everybody seems to still bring up the old address I used to have on it. So I'm all
trying to. Yeah. So there's another email. Actually, there's two emails on the way to you. The one that I'll need you to work on is local/initial invoice. And I'll hold tight while we wait for that one to get there. It should be there in just a second if it's not already.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. About four sentences in is a click here to accept. If you could click that. And then scroll all the way to the bottom, and it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears. So capitals in the right place, all those goodies. And then I'm actually going to read that to you. I have to do, it's a voice verification, so it outlines the services that we're providing to you. So what I'm going to read is actually a duplicate of that, but I'll let you do that portion first and get it out of the way, and then we'll do the voice portion. Tell me if it gives you trouble.
Yeah, bear with me, because if I'm basically going off my cell service with my where my location is at.
Oh, gotcha. Is it behaving so far?
So far.
I love it when electronics behaves. Is that plural or singular? I'm not sure.
No, come on. Now I got a scam call coming in, so I gotta wait.
Oh. Hate those.
Yeah, but it's because I've been doing my homework on trying to find a forever home for my family. Because I'm trying to get my mom moved down here, and after I found out what I need to have, you need to be, you know, in business. We need to see 2 years of business tax returns. Two years of tax returns as a self-employed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes it harder, I bet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can't just go based off of, you know, this and that, but then they want to see credit scores, too. Okay, you know, you want to see credit scores here and there. Why, you know, it's so easy to drop your score and so hard to bring it up. Can't we ever have it to where, let's start off your scores at the highest amount possible, and then as you need to refill on stuff, you go backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of trying to, you know, it's like, it would take like a matter of, you know, one incident and it drops, say, 15 points off your score, but then it takes, say, 15 years just to go up, say two points.
Sure. Wow.
Or however that they do that on the stuff.
Right.
So when I sign, I'm going as what's shown here, stone.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
it's just because how I fall on a certain category with the score, it's like, oh, this and that, okay, what do you expect from me, you know? I'm only human, or am I not allowed to do anything? Now it's asking for, like, a username and password.
Perfect. So that's actually, you don't have the logins yet. They'll actually get that to you during your onboarding call on Monday, but you're in the right spot. So we'll do the voice verification then. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
J&W Handy Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jamie Brewer, co-owner and operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
What do you mean by that?
Good question. Everybody kind of hesitates there. So basically, if you add on, like other social medias, the Facebook we've already got, but like if you added TikTok, which apparently people are doing for business now, if you added that on, just let us know so that we can make sure it's incorporated with everything else.
Okay, so like if I do anything other than, you know, Google and Facebook, make sure I make sure there's informants.
Yes, please.
Because I know even too, I have a Yelp page set up too.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Okay, perfect. And I'll make a note of that. Awesome. And then, all right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 9th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. The one-time setup fee has been waived for this account. This is, $199 is your true flat monthly rate, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 9th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue, lost my place, for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after 11/9. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then just a couple of things for you, a reminder of your onboarding call on Monday. And if for any reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule. And then one thing I'd like to remind everybody of, we don't come back asking you for more money. So because we're listing you every place we can get you, out on the net, Yelp, well, Yelp you've already got, but MapQuest, Bing, we list you to about 60 different places. Some of them, Yelp is actually notorious for it. They probably won't because you're already signed up with them, but Yelp is a big one for doing it. Some of them will call you and say, you know, in order to fully take advantage of your listing, blah, 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 you need to pay us whatever, $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever. That's not us calling. And you do not need to pay for those additional services in order for us to put you on the first page. So obviously you're welcome to. I mean, if you want to pay those people for more stuff, you can. But just know that you don't need to. We're not asking you to, and it's not necessary for what we're doing. So don't let them snow you. I had a client just a few weeks ago call me and say, Gail, you guys have called me 10 times looking for more money. And I'm like, what? Oh, no, we haven't, because we don't. And he had signed up for one of them. It was like $5 a month and no big deal for him to cancel. But I just don't want you roped into more money where you don't need to. So There you go. That now you can do with that what you want. If you want to sign up for all of them, Jamie, you can, but I don't. I don't think you probably do.
Like I remember when I was talking on Tuesday. It's like, I know for us, we got to think about with what finances are going out and how much we're putting out, and especially with the holidays coming up, we want to make sure that we don't put ourselves too far in a hole, and then we can't. And then we got to try to figure out digging ourselves out.
Yeah, exactly. No, since that gentleman called and told me that, I make sure to tell everybody now, because that's not us, and I hate to see you taken for money that you don't need to spend. So,
All right. I'm happy that we decided to not stick with Angie, because it was just ridiculous with how, for one example, okay, the lead cost about $45 for somebody that actually gave a description of, oh, I just need a TV mount. I need a TV mounted and installed. I need an office put together and one of those love seats. I think was like put together. And I'm based on what we typically charge, we probably not have too much of a turnaround on that. And then he's like, oh, what? You'll be paying this much? I'm like, well, how much you just said? That's just way out of my. That would just be way like customer saying, oh, hold up, no, I'm not gonna pay that much.
Yeah.
We've got to be very budget friendly with our customers. Even though we might be ripping ourselves off, you know, with how much you know the charge. We really don't know how much charge in a sense, and then it's just basically common sense. Okay, it's probably gonna take me this much. Okay, about this much is worth my time. But it's like how I remember somebody saying, oh, by general rule, you should be charging the customer 10% more of whatever they pay for the item. So, like, so say I'm helping, so it's like, say I'm helping a customer putting in new and upper lower cabinets in their kitchen. You expect me to pay them what they paid for the cabinet plus another 10%. So their cabinets they paid $1,500. You want me to pay, you know, you want me to charge them, you know, close to $2,000 just to install them?
Yeah, probably not going to happen. They're probably
no,
not.
No, we'll lose business on that.
Wow.
And I know for us, we got a customer who got referred to us by a neighbor. So they said, because right now it's got us a little leery because we had to have him back in October. We got a customer asking us, okay, do you guys do this kind of install? Okay, yes, we do door installations. You know, and then they go about, okay, I need to send you the check because I'm not going to be there. I'll have my family member or friend or housekeeper meet you there that day. Oh, and then on top of that, the supplier doesn't accept this form of payment. So when I send you the payment via mail, you're going to have to cash the check, you know, take the portion that we agreed on, and then the rest of it goes to the supplier. We had that same incident happen to us last year in October when we were already down enough on, you know, with what we had going on with our vehicle at the time. We had a commission and running around in a rental vehicle for a month and a half. When we finally got the check come in and we cashed it, they were keep on asking us, oh, did it clear? Yeah, it cleared, but thankfully we didn't take anything out because it ended up being fraud.
Oh, wow.
Basically, this current job we got coming up in about 2 weeks, it's got us leery again because with what they're stating, okay, when this comes in, we're going to do what we did last time just to make sure everything clears and it's not fraud. Give it an extra 3 days to a week to make sure when the money does clear that it's not going to get turned back and then we're out all that money. And then we end up having to fork over all that money for a fraud.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's got on us on edge. Like, we like the work. We like the price that we said. But that's already one day we're putting aside for them. So it's like, I want to do the job for you, but hey, you're not going to be there. I wanted to see payment so there's no delay on it, or at worst, do the job and then end up just being there for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though somebody else comes in, but I've never met you, so I don't know how you are, so, you know, that's got to be basically a trust thing, like, okay, you might be trusting a family member, friend, or someone like that to give us payment, but based on what you're saying of this or that, I would say just send us payment and then we'll be honest like we always are. And then let's proceed. Because we've had no other issue with, you know, a few other people that we worked with, you know, like wasn't going to be home. We did it on vacation and we've actually had, now these are repeat customers. Because we worked for them the one time, and then of course they needed work done, but then they weren't going to be home. They actually would send us the payment, you know, via mail, certified, so we can actually track of it. And then they would actually tell us where they put the house key at for us to go inside the home to do the work.
Oh, sure. Wow. Well, you guys are doing good work. That's for sure. And, you know, Jamie, I'm going to let you back to your day. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you've got things to do, and they're nudging me to close down for our breaks, and it's just about break time. So they're saying, you have to close. We close for 15 minutes, and we open back up. But anyway, I don't need to take any more of your time because I know you're busy. So if you have any questions, any problems at any point down the road, be sure to let me know. I will jump in and help whenever and wherever you need me. All right?
Yeah, so I would have a rough page of what services we do by email so I know what to have by Monday, or how would that work out?
They'll run through the services with you again on Monday just to make sure we caught everything. And you may think of some others. We can add them on the fly during that call, too. So no problem there if you think of other things. All right. Well, welcome aboard, Jamie. We're glad to have you guys.
Fun. I hope that, hopefully this turns out to be a positive investment. Hopefully this turns out to be a positive investment, so this way we can get, customers on board to start, especially with the holidays coming up. Some people might need certain things done with the holidays coming up, but then, it is what it is, but we all got
it's going to be, it's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day. What was that?
No, I was just going to say, it's especially with what phone call my mom got today, and she might be moving down here probably the end of October, beginning of November.
Awesome.
To be at somewhere and then, with a potential employer that is giving her, might give her a call either. Because I think before she left to go back to Jersey, she contacted an employer down here to let them know what's going on. Then, of course, kind of work with them to work with her up north to come down here for whatever reason. And then just a matter of the phone call, she got the phone call. And now she's working with them to make arrangements so then she can come down here. And then she'll be staying with her brother, my uncle. And then from there, we can just focus on all the stuff that we got to get done so we can all get a home together.
Nice. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And have a great weekend.
And you do the same. Hopefully the systems decide I'm going to keep getting even with the Friday.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right. Thank you, Jamie. You have a good weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, not a problem, Miss Gail. And you stay safe out there.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.